Propelled by the Me Too movement, several prominent actresses, including Jennifer Lawrence and Molly Ringwald, have come forward with stories of sexual harassment that took place during filming. Ringwald, for example, wrote in a column for The New Yorker that when she was 14, a married film director forcibly kissed her on the set. These kinds of stories have got film and theater professionals all over the country thinking about how to create safer workspaces for their actors. As a result, some theaters are now employing intimacy directors. Ashley Stevens from member station WFPL in Louisville reports, and a warning, her story may not be suitable for young listeners.
I feel comfortable with you touching my hip.
Okay.
Oh, with your left hand?
A group of six actors stand in pairs, asking permission to touch various parts of their co-workers' bodies. Shoulders, arms, feet. According to Alicia Rodas, who stands taking notes, this is an easy exercise in onstage consent, something she specializes in as an intimacy director.
An intimacy director is a choreographer for the intimate moments in a play or series or film, but is also an advocate for the actors in the room.
Rodas is a founder of the New York City-based Intimacy Directors International, or IDI, an organization of choreographers who specialize in guiding actors through intimate scenes in theater or film. In most workplaces, physical contact is not part of the job description, but for actors, it's often in the script. Rodas' job is to help theater companies establish procedures that ensure its members are comfortable with touching and being touched. Tonight, she's in Louisville working with Theater 502 on a new play called Nobody Bunny by Eli Keel.
Charlie is a success. His cartoons are selling like bubblegum, and the critics love him too.
The play draws from the legends of trickster gods in Native American and Norse mythology. It follows one such god, a Bugs Bunny-esque rabbit figure who in the 1950s decides he wants to be in the movies. Bunny, who shifts between male and female forms, begins to manipulate a talented young animator named Charlie. And one of the ways Bunny does this is through sex.
We'll find a place that plays some decent jazz. You don't have to talk to nobody but me. I'll feel you up under the table while I tell you crazy stories and you try to keep a straight face and sketch.
There's nothing too graphic shown in the actual play, a few passionate kisses and some light touching of Charlie's upper thigh. But regardless, Rhoda says her work is about establishing a safe work environment for the actors involved.
Reminding us that our actors have agency, that they are not props, they are not furniture, that intimate moments that occur are also the opportunity for very intense storytelling.
So how does this work in practice? Let's take the first kiss between actors Remy Sisk and Maxwell Williams.
So it's like turn, grab, two, really simple. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Can we try that just without, we're not going face to face, we're keeping like a few inches of distance?
Yes. So while we're actually kissing, my hands are still on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay. Rodas leads them through the kiss like it was a piece of choreography in a dance. They talk about motivation first and establishing consent. Then the kiss is done initially in slow motion, with each movement counted out.
Great. Awesome. So are you guys comfortable adding in lip to lip? It's really just placing lips to lips. So when we're getting there, especially because it's quick and dramatic, instead of thinking of like pushing your faces together or like...
By the end of the session, the kiss looked natural and the actors remained comfortable. Here's Sisk.
Just because I have done all these scenes in the past and don't really feel much inhibition doing awkward things on stage, that's not the case for a lot of people. And she really makes that environment where everyone, I think, felt okay to say this is too far or no.
And here is Williams.
I guess as an actor, like you don't want to be that guy. Like you want to like say yes. You want to like keep it going. Like it's just the essence of improv. But when the first thing she established was that no is okay.
One of the things that really struck me was just counting out the movements of a kiss, of an intimate moment.
That's Gil Reyes, the artistic director of Theater 502.
Treating that as this, breaking it down, take a breath, you know, and then putting that, you know, letting the emotion and intention later come to that, but building the structure for it. And that's not something I would have ever thought to do.
Reyes says he learned a lot from Rodas's visit with regards to the choreography of intimate scenes. But the most important takeaway, he says, was learning to encourage his actors to continue checking in with each other about their boundaries and comfort zones.
And in this play in particular, sexual relationships and physical relationships are so important to the characters' journeys that that it can use that that shaping.
And Rhoda says this is perhaps the biggest key to creating a harassment-free workplace, something many people are considering in the wake of the Me Too movement and in light of last year's Not in Our House campaign, after several Chicago actors came out with stories of sexual exploitation in local theaters.
And we forget, you know, you are in a director or a writer, maybe in a position of power, and is also instructing their actors to do something sexual, which at that moment you have the ability to be Harvey Weinstein.
For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Stevens in Louisville.